Hello, everybody. This is Sharon Lucera from my podcast, Why Are So Many People Broken? Today's date is 12-12-14. I'm doing this podcast because I think this is kind of important. I had a conversation last night with one of the gym instructors that I know. And, you know, I was telling him that I make these podcast recordings and not many people listen, which is fine. But it's almost like, you know, somebody teaching a class and there's nobody to teach except for yourself. Well, anyway, I'm still going to go ahead and tell you what I was going to say a couple weeks ago, which I didn't really have much time to do because that is the one thing that I'm lacking in my life is time. Between balancing two jobs, writing for a magazine, having a podcast, and, you know, your social life and whatever, and now the holidays. Anyway, I'm going to tell you a little bit more about me, which I'm not even sure if I've done in the past. I mean, I've probably done it in my past writings, but not so much in a podcast. So anyway, we're going to start with this. Everybody in this world always says the word normal. You're not normal, or you have to be normal, or you have to equal to what everybody else in society equals. And that's not necessarily true. Because, well, everybody says I'm not normal, which it depends on what your reasoning is for normal. Anyway, I'll give you a perfect example. So I work at a high-end gym in Cambridge. And, you know, I'm not exactly a fit person. I used to be, but I haven't been for the past few years. And, you know, I work out and stuff, but whatever. Anyway, I got the job. And I remember in the beginning when I had first went to the interview, my whole family was saying, nobody would hire you at a gym. I mean, look at you. You don't really fit the gym criteria. And I said, okay. And I was hired. And anyway, sometimes I even wonder if, like, I was just having a conversation that I tell people that, you know, that's the one thing I do respect, you know, the management and, you know, the people who I work with, because they don't really judge people from what they look like. They judge people for who they are. So anyway, I got the job, and I love working there, and I've been there now for 3 years. Anyway, that's that. As far as being normal, I don't really know what normal is, because I don't think I've ever been normal, but I think a majority of the people that I talk to are more like me than anybody else. I think that people out there are always trying to be somebody they're not. And that's what I think this world has a problem with. You know, it's just like you meet somebody and you get that first gut instinct, right? And you say, I don't know, something's weird about that person, you know? And most of the time, you're right. There is always something. If you get an indication, there's a reason. This is for anybody. It isn't just me. It's not just you. It's everybody. There is a reason. Now, however, it depends if you're judging somebody by what they look like or if you're judging somebody by, you know, just what they are, you know? Like if somebody comes in and they're extremely friendly and, you know, you just got this irking feeling that they're not, guess what? They're probably not. However, if you judge somebody because they have a few pounds on them, then that's not right either. Anyway, I'm driving, so I may have some bleeps in between. But anyway, getting back to that, I think that that is a message that I really want to get across today. I would really like people to think about that. You know, do you have to shop and spend, let's say, $500 on a dress to make it look good? I know a lot of people that I work around, well, not just around, but with. And, you know, we're not exactly rich, not even me. I used to have money. I don't know what happened when I graduated from college. The economy said, no, I don't think so. But anyway, it's okay. I've dealt with the fact that I don't have money anymore, and that's fine. But however, what I do have is my instinct, and I have my smarts and my wits. and I know what I do. Anyway, so I'm going to leave you with this. You do not have to act like you're, you know, the Ritz-Carlton. You don't have to act like you're the person who stands on a mountain and, you know, just, you know, is higher than everybody else. You have to act like yourself. And what you have to know even more importantly is the truth. And then after that, you have to know what you are. If you don't want to be Queen Elizabeth, don't be Queen Elizabeth. If you don't want to be the president, don't be the president. Your message should be what you want it to be. Like me, for example, I just got this job working in the education field again, which I love. The little ones probably teach me more than I've learned from adults in most of my years. When I joined the United States Coast Guard, I had these three people take me under their wing. Now, I had an accident. I don't learn the same way as everybody else. I can't sit there and study books and, you know, say, okay, yeah, I got this, right? What I have is my wits and I know what's going on. However, and I do always key into the important things. And when you join the United States Coast Guard, anybody who's in a militant category, you know that your books are the size of your old dictionary, shall I say. And anyway, I got through that because I had three people help me. They helped me pick out, you know, the more important things, and I tested and I came out fine. I've always been an honest person, always been for the environment. That's why I joined the Coast Guard, because I wanted to be a part of the environment, because I feel that the environment needs our help. Well, anyway, then I got this job again, working back in the education field with other people taking me under their wing. And they knew what I have done in my past. You know, I wrote plays and different things like that. And then that's what ended up happening. So now I'm doing the music and science program. Anyway, again, just believe in yourself. Do what you got to do, whatever your creativity is. It may be art, it may be music, it may be science, it may be math. And if it's math, I wish you were my best friend, because that's what I definitely need help in. But anyway, just remember who you are. And you let other people know, this is who I am. And then you can be the best of who you can be. Because when you're somebody else, you're not going to make it. Anyway. Thank you again. This is Cheryl Nocera from Why Are You So Broken? Why Are So Many People Broken? Thank you. Have a good day.